you're here with us on the Morning Reboot, Q105. Happy Friday, June 28th, perhaps a payday for you. It's definitely a small business shout-out Friday. If you get us those, you can text them in. Mike's Pizza and More, or Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. We'll drop them in throughout the show. If there's a small business in our area that you like patronizing, as long as you're not related to the people that work there, or if you are and you really do like the place because they do great business for their customers, we'd be happy to spread the word about that small business. 419-240-1055. Also on the show today, St. George's Festival is this weekend. That's a little bit after 6. On our Facebook page last night, right now, and we'll get to it on the air after 7 o'clock. Where did your water break? Because one mom-to-be's water broke at a Pink show. We talked about this yesterday. Where did your water break? And I have lots of clinical questions about that as well. Of course, we'll get to a panel full of ladies. I believe our friend Bethany from TSA and Glass City Dog Park will be joining us after 7 o'clock. A busy show. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It sounds weird to say this, but 5:39. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Hello. Was I not on?
No, you were on.
I didn't hear myself. Beth, I'll do it again.
Hi.
Does that hurt your face?
What? There?
When you do that?
No. Does it kill you?
It looks like your face is cringing a little bit.
No, I'm for the first time in like a week, I'm in a good mood today.
Good. We both pulled an Eric last night.
What was that?
I didn't go to undisclosed.
I couldn't.
I
couldn't go to either or.
To the B-Can
event. Stuff that I was planning on doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Family issues got in the way. But via Facebook, great turnouts on both ends. Like my friend Nick, I'm looking at his Facebook now, got some cool artwork. It was really cool. I'm kind of mad I missed it. I got to wait another year.
Would I have known Nick if I saw him at the event? Had I gone?
Yeah, you probably would have known him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go. I had a great lunch with a friend of mine yesterday. I think everybody knows Grape Leaf. I think there's at least three locations. Monroe, there's one on 20 in Perrysburg, Rossford, and then the one on Angola and McCord, which I went to yesterday.
Oh, I always forget that one's right, because it's hidden.
Yeah.
You gotta go all the way around.
That whole
uppercut the microphone. Good morning.
That whole Angola area is, even though I live a couple minutes away, it's all hidden for me. But I went there for lunch, and remember where I was talking about? The salad bar is gone.
Yes.
It was a delicious Grape Leaf house salad with chicken. It was incredible. Yes. But I took a small nap in the afternoon after a couple long walks with the dog, and I was out of gas. I tried so. This was not.
And that's one of your favorite events.
This was not. I don't want to go. This was. I want to go, but I just can't get back in gear. So I told Bethany, sorry. And that's why I was seeing if you were going to make it out to the B-Can America Music.
Which makes me mad because it's. I'm like 5 blocks away from it. Like, legit, it's in my backyard.
But you weren't? Well, you had to get in the car, find a place to park.
Well, I wasn't even around that time. But, like I said, I'm just kind of mad because I love live music, and it was all local stuff, and I'm friends with Allie. So I'm just like...
Yes, you are.
So I'm just like, ah! But, yeah. And I was like, good luck, girl. I won't be there.
I wonder how their turnout was... It was high. It looks like it got up to like 97 or 98 yesterday.
Listen, as you guys know, I work with children in the afternoon. We went outside at 1 p.m. We came back inside at 1:01 p.m.
Really?
Them kids were not having it. You gotta fake the face because like we're not there for ourselves. So, like sometimes you're like, oh yeah, let's have fun. We went outside. They all stopped. Like all of them just looked at myself and the two other teachers, and they were just like, mm-mm, we're not having it. Can we go back inside?
Again,
we sure did do a U-turn, went right back inside.
Some days are too hot. I was expecting it to be even more humid than it was yesterday. You know, the 98 feels like blankety. Like it was
yeah.
For me. Yesterday was tolerable, but I thought about something. You know, I dislike frigid temperatures. I dislike snow. I've always said, look, give me the dead of summer because Yeah, it takes a minute for your air conditioner to get going, but I don't, like in the dead of winter, have to go out to the, I don't have to shovel hot weather off of my car. I don't have to get a hot weather scraper and, you know, get the window clear. So I like summer, but I was thinking about this, other than like devastating weather, which we've had a lot of,
right?
Because the earth is broken, like tornadoes, hurricanes, all that stuff.
Random earthquakes. Is that weather? Is that weather related?
I think all earthquakes are random.
But like, is that that's not weather.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's planetary.
It can contribute. Shifting and lava.
Right. Okay. Tectonic stuff.
Okay.
Like a volcano. That's not weather. I think we can all agree nobody likes humidity.
No one.
Like there are what I like to call mentally ill people. I'm making a joke. There are mentally ill people who love snow. And then...
That is me.
After Christmas hits, they complain about it. Whatever. I've had this rant for years now. No, like, there are people who like all kinds of weather. We all have our tastes.
Mm-hmm.
There, as much as I love summer, I and nobody likes humidity.
No.
Go. No. That's it.
No, and even to one-up you, like, people like... People who have like dry heat, I'm like, heat is heat. But when you add humidity, there's no reason for me to walk out my house and feel like I'm walking into someone's mouth. Like, that's what humidity feels like. It feels like, oh, I'm walking out my front door. Now I want someone's tonsils. Like, it is.
I'll make it worse.
It is just sticky and gross. What? Don't do it.
Their armpits.
Oh.
Sorry.
Their armpits while they're like blowing on them to cool it down. So it's a double whammy. And like, and no pun intended, we're polar opposites. I don't mind the cold. I really don't. Like, yesterday I was like, this is not my season. I'm the hot complainer of the neighborhood. Like, people are like, isn't this weather lovely? I need a pool. I'm like, no, I need a blanket and below zero temperatures. Maybe not below zero. That's extreme.
Yeah.
Well, I'll...
28?
We'll say 36. That way the snow doesn't stick. we'll say 36 degrees.
I can do 36.
Yeah.
But I love spring and when we get it in summer. I'll concede, even me, nobody likes humidity. Like, there's no good reason. Like, you can do fun things with this stuff.
Right.
Nobody, you know what? Like, I think today is supposed to be more humid. I have to check the weather. But I'm not gonna look outside and go, wow, that humidity looks beautiful.
Well,
like you would do with snow.
Right. All the scenery.
If you're just joining us, you're a couple of minutes late. That's not on you. We're changing some things around just a bit on the show. Nothing major. But good morning. It's 5:46. We'll be back shortly. Then St. George's Festival after 6. The greatest song ever, right? And I'm kind of not kidding.
It's grown. I'm a fan.
5:51, good morning. It's the morning reboot. We're adjusting some things on the show, so that's why it might sound a little weird to start your day. I'm sure our early morning texters are noticing. Scott, and what happened to Dina?
She just texted. She was our first one.
Hi, Dina.
She actually was on vacation, and then I believe daughter or son, I don't remember, sorry, had twins. So she's a grandmother.
That was her who sent
us
that.
Yes.
It's Q105, the morning reboot. You can text in this morning some things to get involved with on the show. We'd like to know, it's on our Facebook page, but text if that's an easier way for you to communicate things coming up. One, it's still a Small Business Friday, Small Business Shoutouts. Text us those. Where did your water break? Was it in a strange place? Was it complicated? There's already some fun answers on our Facebook page. You can get us that. And 419-240-1055. You can always call our Mike's Pizza and More text line. For instance, my small business shout out. I had to laugh. And how did I not know about this place? It was in Sandusky where it was hand jobs, right?
Yeah.
I think the city people said no, and then eventually they were allowed to keep it, and it was a viral thing, and now we're on to other stuff, right?
And Stefan lives down the street from it.
At Angola and Holland, Sylvania.
Yeah.
There's a Jed's.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else is what else is there? There's a like a cigarettes and tobacco and like small beer mart kind of place. And in between the Jed's and that place is a salon. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna write down the name for you.
Okay.
I want you to read it.
I gotta read it. I'm trying to figure out where you're talking about. You said Holland, Sylvania. That's where I work. And where's the Jets at over there?
Holland, Sylvania, and Angola.
Oh, right there in the beach plaza. They have like...
Yes. I swear to God, and how did...
Are you kidding me right now?
What? Will you read that?
Harry Styles. That's actually kind of genius.
Yes, it is. And I'm dying to know when they opened and if they love Harry Styles or One Direction.
That's funny.
These are the kind of small business shout-outs that we're looking for here today. Isn't it?
That's funny. Okay. That's genius.
It was hot and muggy, so I kind of like... rub my eyes and I'm like, did that say Harry Styles? Yes, it did.
Trademark that because, like, it's not spelled like the One Direction guy.
Harry.
Yeah, like, you jump on that. That's hilarious. Kudos to that person. I would never think to do that. I love a good play on word.
Well, maybe we'll call over there later on because I am dying to know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's the morning reboot, Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd were changing some things. We're just playing around with some things, sampling some things here. Remember to get the podcast. It will be up later on this morning, song-free, commercial-free. You can get the link by texting Eric to 419-240-1055. We were just watching WTOL, and they were talking about the gas tax that goes into play on Monday. And I had to text my buddy Melissa and be like, it was all about, like, go save money this weekend. Go get it before Monday because it's going to be 10 cents a gallon. So to do the quick math, you're going to spend somewhere between, like, 80 cents and, like, $1.20 per gallon. Per tank, per fill-up. And, look, some people drive more than others. I don't do a lot. Do you know how often you fill up your tank?
Maybe twice every 2 weeks.
Okay. So an extra couple of bucks. Look, nobody likes spending more money. But as they were saying, it's more expensive in Pennsylvania. I think it's more expensive in Michigan. And we haven't had a gas tax increase in like well over a decade.
And it's supposed to benefit us, right?
Something? The roads. It's supposed to go fix towards the Ohio roads. Besides dad jokes, what do I say about like when things cost more here?
If you live here, you pay for it.
Yep. I texted Melissa because they were encouraging people like go get your gas, like almost like the apocalypse is coming and there will be no more gas on Monday. There will be plenty of gas, but unless you plan to like hoard the gas this weekend, you're gonna pay the tax at some point.
Like, who's hoarding gas?
Nobody.
Like, every news station, and it's not, they have literally said, fill up by Monday, fill up by Monday.
They've all said it?
For the most part, yeah, because I watch an array of the news, like, fill up by Monday, and I'm like, what's going to happen next Monday when I need to fill up again? I'm just like, okay, let me get on it Monday, but guess what? Wednesday's going to happen.
What's your gas station?
Do you have a gas station? Oh, I do. It's... Little Miss Speedway right up here.
That's a good one.
Right across from Bowser.
They're nice people in there. Mm-hmm. They're quick. It's convenient. I don't have an easy to get
Say
to
that
gas.
Again. They are quick.
They're quick.
That place is busy.
Yep. That is a well-run Speedway.
Great central station of gas.
They have good coffee there. I don't go to that one much anymore, but when I was coming from downtown, I'd go to that one all the time. So after you fill up this weekend and don't pay the gas tax, and then when you stop there next Monday, you can be like, I got it before the gas tax went up. You're supposed to cut the tax off for me, right?
Like, because like my news station, my news morning show was like, fill up by Monday, fill up by Monday. I said, okay, we're all going to fill up Monday, and they're going to go back to horse and buggies. Like, you know what I mean? Get your bike, because come Monday, we can't get it no more. I'm like, bruh, guess what? Next Monday, you're going to have to get more gas.
It's not...
like, what are we doing? Like, so, should I fill up my tank and then take, like, gallons of, like, the red gas and just...
for lawnmowers? Yes. I was like, okay. Someone will. If you see someone doing that, please tweet at Toledo Tweets. Only in Toledo.
And that's a good only in Toledo at the moment. Only in Ohio, because I'm sure other people are doing it.
It's kind of like... spicy nuggets are coming back, August 18th, August 19th? It's like, they're only going to be around for a short time. Buy 1,000 nuggets. No, the gas tax is not going away.
Yeah.
558, our friend from the St. George's Festival, which is going to be a blast this weekend with lots of good food. We'll hear from them next in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Good morning.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:33, Floyd's got his papers. Small business shout-outs, text them to us. We'll get them on the air. And also after 7 o'clock, where did your water break? That's on our Q105 Facebook page right now. Most people may stop complaining about the new South Toledo roundabout because there's something else to be upset about. Beginning Friday night, it's going to get a lot harder to get on 75 from South Toledo. Starting at 9, the freeway's South Avenue entrance ramp will be closed for about 18 months. The existing ramp will be removed to make way for a replacement for the DeSalle Bridge, which has been under construction for quite some time. It's going to be rebuilt with a new alignment to connect to that bridge. The big problem is the nearby entrance ramp at Collingwood and Erie is already in the middle of a year-plus closing caused by 75 reconstruction between DeSalle and Door. I know that's a lot. The ramp's closing in March diverted a lot of its traffic to South Avenue already. With both ramps closed, the only entrance to southbound 75 between Lawrence and the river will be from the outbound trail through Michigan in downtown Toledo.
That's crazy. That's the exit I go when I go to Columbus. I just sighed for you, Toledo. I get it. Trust me.
When last we brought about Dr. Durant, I think it was about there was a small oversight in some accounting with TPS, and they had to suspend him for 90 days, and it was really just not a big deal at all, because I think he really does do good for our community, and you know, just like the mayor is a great cheerleader for our city, I believe Dr. Durant is a great cheerleader for TPS. He got a unanimous commendation from the Board of Education on Thursday. School board members gave a vote of confidence after meeting in a private session, which they're allowed to do by the Ohio laws. One of the biggest highlights is the closure of a graduation gap between Caucasian students and African Americans, said Dr. Durant. During his tenure, the graduation rate of all TPS students has increased by 15%, and the graduation rate of African American students has increased by 20%. Today, black and white students graduate at the same rate. When he began his tenure, the graduation rate for white students was 11% higher than that of black students. He's helped make TPS a school district of choice locally, according to one board member. Another said he demonstrates on a daily basis his commitment to TPS, our students, and our families.
I like him. I did not go to a TPS school, but every time he's like on news or like you read an article about him, he's very passionate. And like I feel like when he speaks, I get caught up in it too. Like, yes, they're gonna do so. So like that's what they need. Like they need someone with any school board or school district. They need someone with passion. I think his passion you can't touch. You honestly can't.
He makes $195,000 a year, if you were wondering.
I mean, but you can't tell. You mean, like, I don't...
Yes, you can, because of all of his suits.
I mean, but...
And he probably has gym memberships at every gym in Toledo.
He probably has to dress up anyway for work, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't let that get in his way at all.
Well, no, I mean, he makes a good salary, because he has a tough job. A tough, tough job.
And he does it head on and focus on his focus. I like him. I like him a lot.
I'm guessing there's never a day in his career where there's not drama in the workplace.
Oh, for sure.
So he gets paid well to deal with that. BG high school students caught vaping will face stiffer penalties next year. There is a problem, according to Principal Jeff Deaver. Sorry if I mispronounced that, Jeff. We had one kid do it in class, according to the FDA.
What?
According to the FDA, vaping is behind the first increase in teen tobacco use in more than a decade. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't try to stop it, he said. Last year, nearly 40 students were suspended 5 days for vaping. Starting in the fall, they're adding new, stricter punishments, along with the suspension for 5 days. If it's a second time, it's 7 days and required to take an educational class on the dangers of vaping. And a third event could be possible expulsion.
Who vapes in class? That's like when I was in school, like the kids who went to the certain designated area to smoke, like literally just sitting in like geography class, lighting a cigarette or lighting a lighter or a match and just puffing it. Check your privilege and get your life together.
Not that we're here to like intentionally piss anybody off, but thumbs up, thumbs down on vaping.
It doesn't bother me. I'm not into it. It's not my thing. Although I do think vape residue is annoying. Cause it's like the vapes go everywhere. You're like, oh, that smells good, and you're like, oh.
I do fear that it is. I don't know if it's any better than smoking, but I do fear that much like when smoking was cool 50 years ago, and we're like, wait, cancer.
Right.
That we could find something like that with this.
But. I just think vape... I'm going to put my foot in my mouth because a lot of my friends vape. I feel like vaping, like people try to out-vape each other.
You mean like, a vape off?
They're like, and I'm just like, ugh. Just have a shot like the rest of us.
There's so many.
Go vape outside, bro.
There's so many body noises on this show.
So many.
A very popular Toledo Walleye player will be back next season. Pat Nagel, he's the goaltender, and he split the regular season with their rookie player. Sorry, Walleye fans. He split times with, Caden Fulcher. But during the playoffs, Dan Watson, sorry, coach, mm-hmm. Dan Watson gave him the nod for pretty much all the postseason games. More in sports stuff. If you're looking for, I've seen some people say that today's U.S. women's soccer game is the biggest women's soccer game of all time. They play France in Paris.
At 2, right?
Or 3 o'clock.
3? Oh, I have the tournament updates on that.
There's a local place. My friends with the Full 90, Sean and his crew, will be watching the game at Buster Brown's Lounge in Maumee. Just search Full 90 on Facebook. Also, the ballpark will be open. And this is what I don't like. It's free if you have a ticket. I don't know about otherwise because there's games this weekend. So I see that there's a problem, but the Mudhens have always done a good job letting us watch soccer games mm-hmm. there. But even though it's only a quarterfinal game, France is the home favorite, and maybe this and they've beaten the U.S. the last couple of times. I love me some Megan Rapinoe.
So now the USA is out for vengeance.
Kind of.
Mm.
Yeah. USA France today, 3 o'clock. Maybe the biggest women's game of all time. And you know, since our men's team didn't make the World Cup last year, and they're always very mediocre, it's fun to watch Americans do well in soccer. And one last sports note, if I may.
Yes. Sports!
Guess what Cleveland Indian was voted as a starter for the All-Star game in Cleveland?
Santana!
Carlos Santana.
Yes!
Was voted starting first baseman for the American League.
Wait, the All-Star game's in Cleveland this year?
Yes, it is.
How do I get tickets?
I don't know.
I've never been to a Major League Baseball game. Might as well start with the All-Star game.
If there's anybody out there, would you pay for them?
I would totally pay for them.
Or Home Run Derby tickets?
What's that mean?
The day before
boop!
Yeah. More noises.
Boop.
It's 6:40 with the morning reboot. How about a third thing? So we had Full House, Fuller House, which is going to end. How about something else, though, with Full House? And also, my favorite. I love Tom Holland so much. He and Jake Gyllenhaal gave me a great moment. We'll share with you before 7. I will go. It's 6:52 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. A little bit after 7 o'clock. You can already see this on our Facebook page, what we're going to talk about. You can leave a comment there. You can text us. Where did your water break? Thanks to a pink story we did yesterday. Before we get into the fun John Stamos thing here on the morning reboot, it's Eric and Floyd. And our friend Bethany from TSA in the Glass City Dog Park is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Somebody who wakes up as early as we do, sort of. What kind time of. Do you get up every morning?
Like 6:30, 6:45.
Okay. That's sleeping in.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier that we both pulled an Eric last night. Floyd didn't go to the BCAN event.
Floyd.
I bailed on his clothes.
Issues.
Oh, that's understandable.
How was Undisclosed last night?
It was fantastic. It was great. It was hot. But the attendance was good, and it was everybody has fun.
Yeah,
everybody enjoys themselves. So,
do you know whose artwork was selected first?
The first was Bianca Garza,
okay.
Which is the girlfriend of Aaron Pickens,
okay,
who's one of our alum, and she's amazing.
Okay,
so she was one. I think number two,
Scott Horn. Did he paint this year for it?
He didn't.
Oh, really?
No.
I know Scott Horn. What else? One of the other reasons I was out of gas. Floyd and I were both out of gas last night. We couldn't go out. The other thing I was thinking was Dave Gehrke was going to follow me around with Band-Aids all night. He seems like exactly the type of person who would terrorize someone's ridiculous fear.
He pokes the bear.
Yes.
All the time. But no, he had no Band-Aids. He was Band-Aid free.
Good.
So you would have
been
all right.
Pleased with the night?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he was happy.
Good. What's the next big event you guys have?
In September, I want to say it's the 14th, September 14th, we do our Flying Pig Arts Festival
okay.
in the parking lot, which is a lot of fun. All of the bands that perform our staff or alumni bands.
Cool.
And we have like a kids area and food trucks and
it's like a family showcase.
Raffle. Yeah, it's like our own like little festival. Nice. And it's really fun.
There's something I wanted to ask you about last night. Oh, how much did for undisclosed people pay? It's $100 per couple.
Yes, $100 a couple, one piece of art.
Then you get to pick a piece of art that's been donated or done by someone in the community, the students. That's the fast version. We've talked about it a bunch of times. But the first selection is raffled off, right?
Correct.
So how much did that go for?
$1,500.
Nice.
Wow. For a 12 by 12 piece of art, but obviously it all goes into the school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bethany brought me one, so we'll take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I said my friend Nick got the cereal one.
It's everybody loved that one.
He posted it online and said, "That is so awesome." He's like, "Yep, it's mine."
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he was funny too because he came up to me and he was like, Can you wrap this up? Because we had like bubble wrap and stuff. Because some of them are really fragile. And he was like, I don't trust myself. Can you wrap this up? And I'm like, yeah, no problem.
It was the coolest. It was really cool. Like I was like, man, I didn't go.
Can you pull the picture up for me, please?
I will.
It's Q105, The Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, our friend Bethany's here from TSA and Glass City Dog Park. So John Stamos, you can understand why he wants to keep doing this Full House thing. It's probably a nice paycheck. It keeps him top of mind. Netflix's Fuller House, I believe, is wrapping up after 5 seasons. And Bethany, feel free to jump in and comment as you wish. But he would like, he has an idea to keep the Full House money train going. He would like to do a prequel where it dives into the lives of the three guys before they all moved in together. Because Danny,
Joey, and Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
If you remember in the pilot of the show, my sister Pam dies, and that's why it's three men raising these girls. So I'd like to explore that. The brother sister, maybe go back. We'll see. So I forget, what did Joey do before?
He's a comedian.
Was he a comedian?
Yeah.
So I guess you follow his travels as a comedian. Mm. Danny is a dad and the TV anchor before he got real big. And then Jesse as Jesse and the Rippers as they were just starting out.
But could he play them though?
No,
or does he just.
That's like, what I'm like. You're not going to go back in time with them right now. So they're going to have to recast their characters as their young selves.
Thanks, John Stamos. Great idea.
He can produce it though. Yeah.
He's going to make his hand in it. Or maybe start the show off with him sitting down reminiscing.
Flashback.
Right, that way he's in it.
It was that time that we were at the San Francisco Stone.
Maybe Uncle Jesse is the grandfather now, and Nikki and whatever those sons are. And like the grandfather's like, and the grandchildren are like, Granddad, blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, you know what? And it's like, everywhere you live. And it's like,
just not do it anymore.
I mean, he needs money. He needs money, so.
Next up, Watch What Happens Live, turn 10.
Mm-hmm.
It feels great from Andy Cohen. That's basically how he felt about it. It feels great to be doing the show for 10 years. I'm stunned. It doesn't feel like 10 years. I can't believe I'm still here. I can't believe they still let us do it. Last night was the anniversary celebration. He was joined by Bravo superfan Chrissy Teigen and her daughter Luna, who watched from the audience for various games, including one about the shadiest guest over the last 10 years. What made the show such a success? He said, I think the secret to the success of the show is authenticity. It's the only live show on late night. We make mistakes. I make mistakes. It's always an authentic experience. What did I say when we started this show?
It's an authenticity. People like that. I can't totally stutter. I'm like, I couldn't say it. I sent you a picture, by the way.
Okay, thank you. We can't sit here and go, boy, my girlfriend or my wife last night and kids stories. That's why we have Ashley and other friends, but we are real.
I mean, I remember when I first graduated and I was offered this uppercut in the microphone
hitting job.
Boom, yeah. But like, it was one of those, it's so easy to talk like how people want you. So easy to be a yes person, but like the first thing he instilled in me was like, people like authenticity. They don't people can catch on when you're fake. And that was one of those things I was just like, oh, because in school, you're taught the way to, you're taught.
Public speaking.
Yeah, and then so like when I was like, oh, don't have a radio voice. He's like, no, just talk like, I never did because I can't fake it. But like, there's sometimes I do listen to people and like, you've taught me that when I listen, I'm like, oh, they are totally.
Or you hear their voice like on the radio or television and then you meet them in real life and you're like, that's your voice?
Or like
they sound completely different.
Yeah, perfect example. Like, I'm Floyd Anderson, and you're watching NBC 24 News. And then you see people like, hey, girl. Like, you're like, wait. You totally put on the front. You're like, all right.
Bethany, plug your headphones in, please.
Oh.
I hope we don't come off too much like that. But
No, and I'd only use NBC 24 because there's... I was thinking it in my head. I'm not saying they talk like that. I'm saying like a news anchor.
I'm
persona.
Floyd Anderson, and that's the dad joke. Hold on. Let's move on, and we'll wrap up. So I am loving Tom Holland, and like kind of like when Ryan Reynolds goes out and promotes a movie, I'm like, look, this Deadpool movie could suck, but him promoting it is going to be really entertaining. Tom Holland has been a blast. We've already done stuff with him on Graham Norton with Tom Hanks. So he was on... I usually don't want to play another radio station, but this is over in the UK, so maybe Philip listened.
Okay.
Something on Radio 1, BBC Radio 1.
I'm not saying Radio 1, because that's like their only radio station.
So he's over there on a radio show, Tom Holland, Jake Gyllenhaal promoting Spider-Man. And I guess they play a game, something we could do, Unpopular Opinions. Pretty typical ones, but Jake Gyllenhaal kind of went sideways when someone called with this.
Let's do Brandon!
I think Sean Paul is massively overrated.
No, absolutely.
No,
he's
a genius.
Sean Paul makes every song better he's in. He's a genius. There's not a song he's on, a remix that he's on, that isn't good. I totally disagree.
That was so quick. How did you do that so quickly?
Forget about it.
It's Radio 1. We've got Sean Paul coming out of our ears.
Yeah.
We are.
Jordy and Rebecca.
Got this one.
I don't know if I was imagining that in my head.
Yeah, come on.
He's a genius.
There's not a moment he comes on the radio where you're not like, come on. He makes driving fun. I don't care what you're doing. You can be stuck in traffic and he comes on and you want to dance. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Totally disagree.
I'm sure he's cool.
That is an unpopular opinion. Now I understand the game.
So, I agree with him. Like, how dare you taint the name of Sean Paul? However, you know how back in the day when it just starts?
Yeah.
Sean Paul's temperature, when that song starts,
okay.
I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're holding a baby. You're dropping that baby to the ground and be like, sorry, baby. Temperature's play. And the Trinity.
But
and
the when Trinity. Was the last time a Sean Paul song came out?
Oh.
He hasn't had a big hit.
Why? He's featured a lot on stuff.
He's also like nearly 50.
Yeah. Come on. Holding a baby. Sorry, baby.
To wrap this up, right. I could. The way Jake Gyllenhaal was so staunch in that.
So
let's do Brandon.
I think Sean Paul is massively overrated.
No, absolutely.
No, he's a genius.
He said hang up on that guy. That's like he was so strenuous and assertive with that. It's like I imagine him like, let's do a third night of presidential debates, and he could be like, Sean Paul is the greatest thing ever, and win the election.
What's happening in London that people are thinking about Sean Paul? Like, does he know that Jake Gyllenhaal is probably like a massive fan,
and he wanted to piss him off?
Oh, I don't know, but like, Sean Paul wasn't even on my radar. Like when that started, I go, "Did he say Sean Paul?"
I was like, "How long ago was this interview?"
The sky is not blue.
10 years ago.
Get off the phone. 7:03 with the morning reboot. Good morning, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here. Where did your water break? If you can't stick around for that segment in about 15 minutes, get it to us on text 419-240-1055 or on our Facebook page.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide.
7:15 on Q105. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Small business shout outs. We will get to them before 9 o'clock or so, before we're adjusting some things on the show. Small business shout outs like Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
419-240-1055. Small business shout outs, places you like, small businesses you like patronizing, restaurant, retail, food truck, whatever it may be. 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We did a story yesterday, and you can already hop into the conversation with this on our Q105 Facebook page. We had a story yesterday, and I think I'm a bit skeptical because of how perfect it sounds. Pink started her show, I think, in Liverpool over in the UK, started her concert with Get the Party Started. At that very moment, this woman, who's about 32 years old, who the paramedic said she was heavily pregnant. I guess that's what they just say in the UK. Her water broke, and she gave birth to a lovely daughter, which she then named after Pink. Dolly Pink.
That's what it is. I couldn't remember it yesterday.
Is the kid's name. Get the party started. Get the pregnancy. Get the life started.
Dolly Pink.
So that's an interesting place, and we discussed the good good, bad decision to go to the Pink concert, knowing that you could, you know, be in a tough spot if your water breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, we got to ask. We got to ask here, where has your water broken? 419-240-1055. Bethany, you have no children.
I have fur babies.
Fur babies. Oh, tell us about the messy adoption. No. I have clinical questions to ask. Like, when they say the water breaks, is that like a metaphor or?
No, I believe that is the casing in which the baby is living in. And when that casing breaks, the fluid that is no longer needed to support the baby comes out.
My sister's water broke in front of me, and I was it's literally one of those things. She's like, she looks at her, she's like, I think my water broke. I said, what do you mean you think? And she goes, this isn't pee. And I go, oh. So I'm like that brother who's just like, you know, when you're taught at a young age, don't panic around situations. Like a house could be burning up, I'm calm, cool, collective. A flood's happening, I'm good. Sister, water break. And I lose my mind. So hers broke at home. And then I asked some coworkers where their water broke.
Hold on 1 second. 419-240-1055. Where did your water break? Like, I've only seen this stuff on TV. How much was there?
It was. I think
it varies from the information that I have gathered.
From eyewitness, it was just a stream.
By the way, that's our friend Bethany from TSA. Would you say like a Gatorade bottle's worth?
Maybe a little more. And I think it could be different for everybody, but I think it's not necessarily like a pee. It's more of like a gushing.
Yeah, it was a waterfall. A waterfall. Like she had her pants on, and then she just came out.
Like a water balloon. Like if you filled up a water balloon, size, and just went.
And then it squirted all. Some answers on our Facebook page, and I want to see what you got over at work, Floyd. 419-240-1055. My niece's water broke at Panera last month. That seems like it would be a helpful place. They are nice employees there. They wouldn't panic, Floyd.
Listen.
When I was a bagger at Food Time, a lady's water broke. I had to mop it up. That's DNA. I guess everything is DNA.
Yeah.
There was another one as well. What do you have from the girls at work?
So they didn't want to share. The two I asked didn't want to share. But there's some of the stories where one broke at the restaurant. They were sitting there and it's kind of just. She was just like, it was probably the most humiliating thing, but like she knew it was time. Like you can't really tell a waitress, hey, I gotta leave, my water broke. And the waitress is like, well, I know you're gonna clean that up, better slide out the booth. You know what I mean? And then the other girl, hers broke, and one of her, was it her cousin or some family member, broke in the car, like into the seat. Yeah. So you never know. It's not one of those things, you plan it. Like they say you're doing.
That's the thing. Like yeah. You could go. There's probably a 4 week span of I might or may not give birth.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to just sit in the shower for 4 weeks. Like it might not happen. I don't know.
So I kind of have a question with that. More clinical stuff. What about like the contractions? Does that mean that the baby's? And I know there can be like false starts. Does that portend any water breaking, or you really just don't know?
I believe it's what she said. It's just the seal's just broken. Happens. Like the baby's kind of just like.
Because then that's like the start of the labor, and then the contractions start after that. I think.
Bethany, I know we're just hitting you with this, but off the top of your head, your friends have any their water broken odd places?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I only have. A couple of friends that have kids, but we're all pushing that off.
Which throws me off with the Pink thing. I think most women know when they're due. Like they don't go out to
you have concerts, like a
public
a range.
I think they stay within a radius. Like I'm going to stay home, or if I'm driving somewhere, I'm going to drive somewhere close to home and the hospital.
There's a certain period of time that you can't fly. I know that.
Yeah, you can't. So like, I just think that's why when you said this was far, you said it was like.
It sounds fake.
It sounds fake, but it clearly happened because there's receipts.
She is a diehard Pink fan, you know she was like, I am not going to sit at home just because I might give birth and miss this concert.
Did Ashley say that yesterday?
Yeah, she did.
Because concerts are expensive.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about the rib off the air and the Lucas County Fair. I bet you people's water has broken at those places.
Oh, for sure. On the ride.
On the ride.
On the Ferris wheel.
Like, is it raining?
It gets stuck at the top.
Right.
Oh, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
Or I could just see somebody eating like ribs and their mac and cheese. They're like, I am finishing this cornbread before we go anywhere.
What's worse, puke or
water break
stuff?
Fluid?
Yeah.
That face.
Would you rather?
Would I rather? I would rather probably have
water.
The baby juice.
I think so too.
When it squirts.
Okay, can you stop?
The 5 second rule is on the way. Bethany will play with you, Floyd. Of course, now as you being the senior member here, you get the harder ones.
That's his way of calling me Beyonce.
7:22 with the morning reboot. 5 second rule to come in less than 15 minutes. It'll be. 7:35 on the morning reboot, Q105. Your small business shout-outs, text them into us. Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here. She will debut in a very easy version for the five-second rule. We were talking, remember a couple of weeks ago when PJ's Deli closed, I said, mm-hmm. This is like the last great salad bar in town goes away. Mm-hmm. Other people said there's good salads elsewhere, but like salad buffet.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy off the air. I'm surprised no one mentioned, I guess I'm not surprised, because maybe they don't like it, but there is a salad bar buffet at Chuck E. Cheese as well.
Now, is this fairly new?
No. But I'm probably the only human being who ever went in there to eat it.
I thought, because the last time I went, probably when my nephew was 10, he's 13 now. I don't remember there being a salad bar.
You know how many kids are sticking their little grubby hands in that lettuce, not using the tongs?
It's fine.
I was just happy there was beer there, because children screaming in laughter and joy, I become like Scrooge. I'm like, ugh, take your ticket somewhere else.
The ball pit.
Ooh.
Get out of there.
You know I don't like the things, right? I can only the ball pit is the solid version of the pool. Ugh.
Mm. There's a reason there's probably no images online of an empty ball pit after they take the balls out.
Like legit, like I always get sad about my nephew because he would never know the power and the fun of DZ to the Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
The ball pit, like as a kid you're like you don't care, but as an adult you start like getting educated in germs and stuff. But as a kid you're like I want to go back in, and like. The ball pit always had that smell, and you never knew where it came from, and it came from just funky feet. Like, you just never knew.
A lot more than that. are there still ball pits anywhere?
I don't think so.
Do they have one at Sky Zone, or is that just foam?
It's foam. We could use that. Here's what we do. You don't want to vaccinate your kid? Fine. Throw them into the foam pit or the ball pit, and if they last a week, you're fine.
All I see is this kid being thrown in, and they come up like, no!
You just see the hand.
Like, their skin's just coming up. Mother, why?
Should have vaccinated. All right, the five-second rule. I will throw out something for Floyd and Bethany, and they will have to give you three of this thing. Now that Floyd is the senior member of this game, you get the harder ones.
Beyonce. All right, I was about to tap
in. Am I going to get a name?
Yeah, Kelly.
Bethany, are you clear on how we play this?
Kind of.
Okay, I'll put you on the clock for 5 seconds, and you'll have to name three things. We'll do an easy one. This isn't even on my list. Name three foods you would eat at a cookout.
Baked beans, corn on the cob, hot dog.
Easy.
See?
And they even gave you the hard clock, too.
Because it's food. And I love
Did you turn your thing down? Because that clock likes to menace with people's brain. I'm not going to turn you up. Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm good.
Floyd, I need three classes taught at TSA.
Ballet, karate, steel drums.
Nice.
Right? Am I right? Yep. Yes!
Good job.
I'm glad you took us there. Bethany, I need three songs the steel drum band would play.
Como Bass, Steel Band Paradise. Brown Eyed Girl.
She missed that last.
They can do almost anything, right?
Yeah. They play a lot of different stuff. Like, they'll do rock, pop, traditional calypso.
Like Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Maybe. We played All About That Bass 1 year.
That would have been awesome.
Everybody loved it.
You know I'm their number one fan. Like,
you're not.
Sunday, they're playing from 4 to 5 in Grand Rapids at Rhythm on the River.
For those that don't know, you can rent the steel drum band.
Yes, you can.
From Bethany. After you take your cut.
I wish.
All right, Floyd, yesterday we talked about a new place finally getting some life to it downtown. I told you it's my favorite building. Name three potential retailers that could be at Fort Industry Square.
Sears, Macy's,
Walmart. I don't, what?
I'm that so, would be the smallest Sears I've ever so seen. Sears?
I don't know what to think about.
Somebody just said Sears. I'm like, this is going to be the best one ever.
Costco?
Can you tell my age now? I said Sears.
Sam's Club. Right.
It's not your age. You're just your mother's son.
I am my mother's child.
Good.
Bethany, I need three uncommon breeds of dogs.
Chow Chow, Lhasa Apso, Basenji.
What? She won. I've never heard of any of them.
At trivia the other night, what's a Lhasa Apso?
A Lhasa Apso is kind of like a, it's fluffy in like the Bichon, Shih Tzu, Havanese family.
Like a walking pillow? Like a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real fluffy dog.
Okay. And a Basenji?
Basenjis are the ones that don't bark. They can't bark.
So the other night at Ernest Brew Works, we did dog trivia. Bethany made up the questions. Will you please ask the one that I refuse to talk about? It was like, what prehistoric creature did dogs evolve from?
It asked like what prehistoric, I don't know the term, four really long words of like what the dogs descended from, like a dinosaur name.
Mm-hmm. Like the scientific names of the most obscure dinosaurs you could ever think of.
Which is basically the scientific name for a wolf.
Freakus! All right, Flood, you're not done yet.
Oh, man.
I need three. Mm. I've given you time. I've hit you with this repeatedly. I need you to name three Cleveland Indians.
Santana, Villarreal, Martinez. I don't know.
That's offensive.
No, why?
You actually got two right.
I'm glad I didn't get that because my brother would kill me that I don't know any.
So who did I get right?
Martinez and Santana.
No, I wasn't racist. That was just last name.
I just went with Latin player names.
I could have been like Kuzno, Anderson, Urbanski.
Right.
But
there could have been.
He tried.
A lot of Latin player.
A for effort.
And racism. And stereotyping.
I wouldn't know any.
Bethany, here's an easy one. I need three Lonely Island songs.
I'm a boss. I'm on a boat. And, Creep.
Love that song. I was like, give it a shout out.
Because you went to the show the other night.
They did it. They did
it. Did they do it?
It was so good. It was so great. And then when they did the Justin Timberlake ones, they brought out a puppet.
For him?
So yeah, it was a Justin Timberlake puppet.
What's a ticket cost to a Lonely Island show?
I didn't pay for them. I think it was like $85 a piece, maybe.
Floyd.
Yes.
I need three sounds that fireworks make.
Pop, crack. That's the ones that like blossom. They go.
I love those. Like the sparkler ones.
Last one to wrap up, Bethany. You've done well here today. Our friend Bethany is here from TSA.
Killing it.
I need three names for a royal corgi.
Muffin.
That's
Fluffy.
We're done. And we're done. I was going to be like Muffin, Fluffy, Sweetie, Babs.
I like it.
Elizabeth.
Well, it was so good, Muffin.
Mary.
We've talked about it before, and I think you knew about One Day at a Time.
The TV show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There's good news with that. We'll get into it. And who is Lizzo, who's emerging into a megastar, who is she afraid of? We'll do those two stories before 8 o'clock on Q105.
It's my Lizzo face. I love her.
That went over well on the radio.
Yeah. Great. They know what it
Trust me, it looked really good.
Q105 traffic.
If you have a small business shout out you want to get to us, text us 419-240-1055. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line 757, the morning reboot, Q105. It's Eric Chase. Floyd, our friend Bethany from TSA is here with us. We haven't talked about One Day at a Time in a while because people were very upset that it was going away, but it has a new home on some basic cable network called Pop. The fourth season will debut in a couple of years in 2020, likely launching off the final season of Pop's flagship comedy series, Schitt's Creek. I always hate when I say that on the air.
Yeah.
The primary piece of the deal that One Day at a Time is airing exclusively on Pop, though CBS will still run repeats later in the year, similarly to how the current showing of CBS All Access, The Good Fight, on the broadcast network. The mark that run will mark One Day at a Time's return to CBS, where the original series aired 40 years ago. And this is kind of odd. While Netflix has picked up series canceled by other networks, it's the first time a Netflix canceled series has gone to like broadcast.
Yeah. Oh.
Interesting.
You're a Lizzo fan. This maybe before the end of the year, she will truly blow up and become a colossal phenomenon.
I love her. And this is like her fourth album, too. People are just like, oh, we love her. I'm like, yeah.
She doesn't produce like Missy does, right? Mm-mm. I'm just comparing her because she kind of raps like Missy.
Yeah, they're very similar. Like that talent genre, that pool. Yeah.
So at the BET Awards, she did Truth Hurts, another one of her great performances. She saw Rihanna in the crowd. Rihanna's incredible. It's like, I've always wanted to be friends with Rihanna. Like, who don't want to be friends with Rihanna? She said she's glad she didn't really see Rihanna because I would have been a little bit more nervous already, more than she was. In fact, the musician says she assumed Rihanna would have missed the performance or gone to the bathroom to take a pee-pee while she was on stage. Lizzo says, she's the only person I'd be like, I'm intimidated by you. You know what I'm saying? She also joked, like, no one else in that audience, I imagine them all in their underwear, but it's like Rihanna. I was imagining her naked.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there's a part in the performance, I thought she saw her, but like, she's at a moment where like, they do a jump cut of Rihanna and her, and like, Rihanna's like pointing at her, and like, in the middle of her number, Lizzo just goes, oh! Like, she's got starstruck in the middle of her performance. I thought
pull it together.
Yeah, I thought she saw her, but maybe she didn't, so, but yeah. That's awesome. Like, that shows someone's like how humble they are.
Yeah, right. And it shows you how long Rihanna has been around.
Yeah, right.
So, 05 or 04, so like 15 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think Lizzo's older than Rihanna.
No way.
I think Lizzo's like 30. She's like 32 or something. Yeah,
really.
Let me Google it.
All right, work on that. But try to pay half attention to this because your girl Demi Lovato, we know she's working on new music. She'll get that out soon. She did that on Instagram the other day. She had Instagram.
She's 31.
Authentic, see? She got a tattoo that says me on the inner part of...
Oh, wow.
Do the story.
Yes! Yes, it's committed that she got a tattoo of me, and it is written in a typewriter font, giving it a bold, strong energy. So that's, I like that.
It's on the inside part of her finger.
So like on the white part?
Yeah. Ooh. To remind her to take care of herself.
Ouch.
That's
gotta
hurt.
So as a tattoo.
Right.
So as a tattoo person, I've always wanted, because like people get tattoos on the side, like the mustaches.
Yeah.
As I flick you off, I'm sorry. But like, you know, but I don't know, the white meat, like I call it the white meat, but like that's so tender. Like, have you ever pinched that before?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I could sit there while someone's like, me.
You can see why she would take the pain, because she's been through so much emotional pain and mental pain and anguish. She's like, a little physical pain to remind me to take care of me? Yeah. Not a problem.
I guess you're going
to
see the inside of your hands more than now.
Right. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. I just... Like, yeah, like, what is she doing? Like, as she's like, I'm Demi Lovato, hand in the face, me. Like, I don't know. I just... I don't know if I could do that. That's meaty.
Panelful Ladies is on the way. We've got some prizes to give away. Got to dump out the prize book before we move into the holiday week next week. We'll do the Panelful Ladies coming up in just a bit. 419-240-1055. You can text in your small business shout out. So there's a big women's sporting event today. So let's talk a little about women's sports. Ask you what you like with the Panelful Ladies and Bachelor, Bachelorette, the show. That's on the way in less than 15 minutes. Q10.
Can you give me all of you?
8:15 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. It is nearly panel full of ladies time. If you would like to score tickets to the zoo and answer some of the questions that you know that we normally ask here on the show, 419-240-1055. Who do we have on hold?
We have Chris.
All right, Chris, we're going to get to Chris, and Bethany, our friend from TSA, is here with us. They'll be on the panel, and you can too. 419-240-1055. We'll give you a chance to call in off the air. The whole show. I mean, like, if only we didn't have to play songs and commercials, the 4 hours of just us talking would be fun, and probably lots of FCC violations.
Ooh.
Can you get closer to the microphone?
I wasn't going to say anything yet. I had to get the phone.
All
see?
Right, I'm going to put them on. Hey, hold on 1 second. We've talked before how Ms. Donna, used to beat her children with her fashion bug shoe.
Her child. I was the mouthy one. My sister was a whooping hype person. Like, my mom would be like, I'm gonna whoop your ass. And then I'd be like, no, you're not. And my sister would be like, ooh, he gonna get it now.
She was like D from What's Happening.
She legit was.
I'd like to know, since the fashion bug don't exist no more, and I think Payless is going out, where is the correct place? Like, is DSW the place where you get a good shoe for whooping?
No, you don't whoop a child with the expensive shoe.
No.
You go to your local
shoe carnival.
Shoe carnival. You get one shoe full price, and you get the whooping shoe half off, okay? That's what you do.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Where did you get your, and whoever we just lost, call us back. Chris, where did you buy your shoes to do the whoopings for?
Walmart, those cheap flip-flops.
that's a good one. Old Navy dollar flip-flop day.
If you're going to Walmart or there to get the cheap ones and you're buying a lot of them, they probably know. They're like, oh, you got some misbehaving children in your home. Chris, what are your stats? You're 52. You have two kids and you have 15 grandchildren?
Yeah. Between my boyfriend and I, we have 15 grandkids.
That's a lot.
How many kids does he have? Because two kids and 15 grandchildren seems like some odd math.
Well, some are like adopted. My son's got a girlfriend that has three. I count them.
Got it. Okay. Oh, okay. Totally cool. Well, very good of you. But then again, it just gives you more Fashionburg footwear targets.
Did I miss why she has so many grandkids?
Yeah. Adoptions and an overactive reproductive system.
Leave her alone.
What
the caller was not of the right gender.
Oh, yes. This is for a panel full of ladies.
We're not assuming genders, but he was like, I'm a dude. And I said, okay, bye.
Steve. My name is Steve. Well, whether you want to be or you are, whatever, everyone. Anyway, can you fill this in for me, Chris? fill in this blank. The Bachelor, Bachelorette shows are blank.
I don't watch them. They're stupid to me.
That's a good one. The Bachelor, Bachelorette shows are stupid. Bethany, the Bachelor, Bachelorette shows are blank.
Horrific.
Okay. Are people jerking us around today?
I don't know, but I want to answer this question.
Yes, sir.
Properly rated for me and my girl Madison.
God, stop it.
Properly rated. Come on.
Chris, what person, I'm assuming every now, even if it's just infrequent, you do use vulgar language, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What person do you use the saltiest language with?
Coworkers.
Anybody in particular?
No, not really.
just all of them. Beth.
All of them.
Who do you use the saltiest language with?
Probably just my family unit. My mom, dad, and my brother.
Okay. So today there's a very large women's sporting event, maybe the biggest women's soccer game ever. Even if like the answer is like little to none, Chris, are there any women's sports that you have an interest in?
Basketball.
Like WNBA stuff or like women's college basketball?
College basketball.
Yeah, I know. We have a pretty good UT women's team here. Bethany, what about you? Any women's sports of interest to you?
I like women's soccer, so I'm excited for today.
Mm. Yeah. There's a couple places. The ballpark.
Volleyball, too. I like volleyball, too.
Ballpark will let you in today if you have a ticket to watch the game for free. And Buster Brown's Lounge and Mommy will be hosting a watch party for the game later on today. Chris, I guess we'll do this the last question. What reality show would you be most entertaining on?
Survivor.
Are you pretty cutthroat, shrewd, and play the game?
Oh, yeah.
Since you mentioned Survivor, I have a follow-up question. Are you familiar with the show Naked and Afraid?
I've watched it a couple times.
What item would you take with you?
A knife.
A knife. It's usually like one or two. It's either knife or something that lights things on fire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, hold on a second. We've got zoo tickets for you. Bethany, what reality show would you be most entertaining on?
I mean, I guess the only thing that I would really qualify for is like So You Think You Can Dance or like something like that.
Because yeah.
She went to the school.
Yeah, because I'm a dancer.
And you're not like overly dramatic or melodramatic by any means.
Not really. I mean, I I could be funny, I guess, if I wanted to.
Floyd, if you went on Naked and Afraid, what would you take with you?
Oh, wait, I've never seen the show. I take underwear. Can you do that?
No, you're allowed to take like one item. That
you can make underwear.
Yeah.
I can take one item?
You're naked, and I think it's always the opposite sex.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means anything if you're gay or lesbian, how that works, but you're allowed to take one item that can help you survive, and a lot of people take like a knife or a machete. I think some people take...
Like a fire starter.
Yeah.
Some people take a pot so they can
boil
water. I'd
sign up for the show, and then I'd be that contestant who's like, I can't do this. This is too difficult. I just leave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring anything.
It would depend where they dropped me. Like, because I'm allergic to everything, and like bug bites would swell up so bad.
Right.
So it would I could probably do pretty well if it was a...
Can I drop you on Hill Avenue naked and afraid?
I mean, that's my life, but...
I'd bring something with fire, because you need fire at night, and then there's water there.
I'm thinking like a fire starter.
Yeah, so fire, right? Yeah.
What part of town would you want to be least naked and you'd be most afraid?
Sylvania.
LaGrange.
There is a naked black man running down Monroe Street in downtown Sylvania.
I said what I said. Sylvania.
You would be Lutt or Perrysburg.
I think Perrysburg's worse. Ottawa Hills, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not blaming
you. You don't want to be there.
I'm not. Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. But, yeah, never mind. 8:22 with the morning reboot. We've got some friends dropping by. We've also got Most Like Tweet to get to. You can tweet in, or I'm sorry, you can text in your small business shout outs. 419-240-1055. What up, Harry Styles? Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line is 419-240-1055. So small business shout outs. We're going to get to them in just a second. Wellness and Recovery Center. Mm-hmm. Your girlfriend, Alex?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Alex.
Yeah, of course. So I was talking to Alex on the internet yesterday. Mm-hmm. Alex kind of oversees everything at the Wellness and Recovery Center on Glendale, which is peer-to-peer help for people who are enduring some type of mental or emotional crisis. I'm big fans of them. Mm-hmm. Since summer showed up like that, and after a rainy spring, they're looking for some outdoor furniture items for their outdoor area. They have a small patio and kind of like a big yard type place. So they're looking, and this is my small business shout out, by the way. They're looking for some lightly used outdoor furniture or stuff that she can DIY and clean up and add to their outdoor stuff. So, and if you go to my Facebook page or our Q105 page, okay, you'll see more about it. But specifically, like some outdoor furniture that they could use that you might not be using anymore.
I was going to see, how did they get a hold of you? So just go through, how do they get a hold, like if they have someone's furniture?
I took Alex's, Alexandria's, I think Alex's last name is Thomas. You just know her as beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Mm. Yeah, you're a big, straight, gay person crush? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, she's my, my straight crush.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, Alex is looking for some things. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. It's on mine as well. I've shared her post, but basically some lightly used or unused outdoor furniture, anything that could be used for some outdoor activities, she's looking for.
Okay.
And hello to Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Bethany, you live in the same neighborhood. Do you know about this place?
No.
So next to Jed's on Holland, Sylvania and Angola.
Yeah.
There's like a smoke, tobacco, and beer place in Jed's. Right. And in the middle, there's what I can only imagine is a hair place called Harry Styles.
Is it really?
I know. I love it.
I've never seen it. I drive past there all the time, and I've never noticed that.
I want to know, like, who came up? Did you come up with that before, like, 2011?
Is that like that really clever? What was that? The other hair place. Oh, the nail place that was
hand jobs.
Yeah.
I was in trouble for that. They were like, we're going to name it Harry Styles and be really funny.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on my badge that I got from here and be like, I'm an official radio business. I'm going to give them like a...
Is it H-A-I-R?
The Harry, not Harry. Harry Styles.
I'm going to live out my best Oprah and I'm going to interview the owner. I'm like, where did you come up with this and how? Why? Right. What's happening?
Can you take a
business card?
Well, we'll get like a mic flag, something that makes you look like a reporter, and your
so I'm lanyard. Just not a random guy walking
you need,
in.
You like dark rim glasses.
Man in black.
Tap into my inner Barbara Walters, like just walk in, like, hello. Yes, I'm going to do this. Done.
Or ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Pretend you're from the record label, say, I'm One Direction's manager's road manager.
I'm going to deliver a subpoena. Yes.
I'm the cousin of someone who bought a One Direction CD, and I need to talk to you.
We're investigating a situation here.
What have we got for text or small business shout-outs?
We have the first, I'm just going to go, as they came in, we have Funky Town Photo Booth. Okay. That's with F's. And they do local weddings, parties, and they will have a public photo booth at the Jeep Fest in August.
Okay.
So if you don't know about them, they will be out and about in the community.
Funky Town Photo Booth.
Funky Town Photo Booth. And they also have a Facebook. We also have the Unity Picnic coming up in August 11th. And we have Savvy Avenue Marketplace, which is, I believe, from the quick description I got, they sell books and stuff, and they're located in Grand Rapids, Ohio.
This is a lot of Grand Rapids stuff. Bethany, mm-hmm. There's something going on there?
Yeah, so Sunday, they do Rhythm on the River, which is a series. And Sunday from 4 to 5, the Glass City Steel, our Glass City Steel band is going to be playing. It's like on the towpath, like right downtown Grand Rapids.
Mm. All so one block hopping. Of it?
Yeah.
All one block of downtown. That's our friend Bethany Urbanski from TSA and Glass City Dog Park. Bethany's been on the show frequently with us before. And as we kind of let Philip drift into a memory...
Bye.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
He might be back with all his complaining he's done so far. The food is so bland. I can't find Tito's.
There's no ranch.
Yeah.
Their gyms aren't open 24 hours.
Yeah. Did he say that?
No, I'm assuming they don't open 24 hours.
Bethany, you had some small business shout outs?
Yeah. Art Supply Depot. Love them. They were one of the sponsors of Undisclosed last night, and Jules is amazing. So I always want to give them a shout out. And I love Black Kite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in the Old West End anymore, and I don't go there as often as I want to because I love it there. Their breakfast and bagel balls.
Oh, I never had those.
Oh, my God.
I was just going to ask you because we had this. I said to Bethany, we were talking last night before I went to bed early, before her event started.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sit tight, Casey. We got you. I was talking about coffee. I said, you at Starbucks, I'll pay. And then she said, no caffeine?
No caffeine for me.
Oh, you can't have it?
I can. I choose not to for... Okay.
She's stronger than I am.
Real bad anxiety.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed that once I cut it out, because I had done some research and they said caffeine's really bad. And so once I cut it out, there was a huge difference. Mm. So like every once in a while, I'll have a Diet Coke or something with caffeine in it, but I really try not to. And
what's
so
that?
This
Starbucks?
This is a tall iced decaf... Americano with skim and vanilla. So they have decaf espresso.
Hers is more basic than mine. The way she even said
it. They make fun of me so bad at work. So like we'll try to alternate like coffee runs. And Gurky, my boss, is like, I am not getting your coffee because it's too much.
I get that here.
I'm like, it's really not.
Give it to us. Oh my God. A Trenta iced coffee, no classic, 3 shots of espresso, 4 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and light 2% milk. Thank you.
I might have to write that down.
Did
you just bust a gut?
Yes. You too. I will never go to Starbucks with your orders. Small business shout outs
to it.
Did we get to all those? Or?
We got one more. It was the Frogtown Pool. We always give them a shout out because 'tis the season. And yeah.
Okay. I guess LB's 419 has all its clients they can get.
Well, they're too busy lifting right now.
842. We have some friends coming in. Another sweet deal ready to hit our website, Q1055.com. We will do some Would You Rather with them. Final couple minutes of the morning reboot on Q105, 854. Most liked tweet to come in just a couple of minutes. It's Eric Chase. Floyd, our friend from TSA, Bethany, is here with us. And one of our salespeople is here. Because he wants to sell you something. But Casey's here. Casey's a lot of fun. And Casey is the proxy for our old friend Eric for Sidelines because they have a new venture and it's going to be the sweet deal that goes on sale in just a couple of minutes. You can text sweet to our text number right now, 419-240-1055, or hit the website. These will go fast. Sidelines' new place is Smokehouse 734. Right, Casey?
That is absolutely correct.
That's the end? That
yep,
was it?
That's it. Like, no. Yeah. No, say it. No.
It smells like maple bacon in here, but all over the building.
It really does. It really does.
Ooh.
My bad. Keep treating me like the third member of Destiny's Child. Turn the mic on.
You're Michelle.
Casey, what did you bring? That maple bacon lollipop.
Well, we need to say past tense because I brought them in and they're already being digested as we speak.
Listen.
Listen. You say past tense. We say off to a better pasture.
Yeah, right. I actually.
Those are delicious.
I was going to offer you two a cigarette after you got done eating.
I needed one. And I don't even smoke.
So it's a funny story, and I'll get back to the rest of the stuff on Smokehouse 734, but what I brought in, the item that Eric wanted me to bring in, is their new hot item on their menu. And in the restaurant industry, it's kind of funny because if you know restaurant guys, sometimes they go to other restaurants and they try something and they either steal it and bring it back to their restaurant, or they take it and put a twist on it and make it their own. They're always kind of looking for new stuff, and they had a happy accident is what Eric Sitter from Sidelines and Smokehouse 734 was telling me. And the reason for that is because they were just kind of messing around before they even opened, and so they took some smoked sausage, and then somebody said, why don't we wrap some maple bacon around it, and then some guy said, let's deep fry it, and bada bing bada boom, now we have what we have. And they're absolutely amazing, and they're called smoked sausage lollipops. And the other thing is they come with a bacon maple reduction sauce. Ooh. For dipping, that you could literally drink. I made the joke before we got in here, if that had booze in it, I would be in the Betty Ford Clinic for a month at a time. It's absolutely amazing.
They need to put a glaze that in a donut. It's so good.
I put that on a waffle.
We avoid religion on this show, but my friends, that is how heaven was created.
Yeah, like legit. Yep.
But it's an absolutely amazing place. And once again, I mean, Sidelines, as we all know, is a dining tradition here in Toledo. Everybody's probably been to a Sidelines at one point in time. They're a great restaurant. Eric Sitter does a great job up there. And the cool thing is they've got everything you liked up there. They got smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribs, chicken wings, and even burnt ends for you big barbecue folks. You know, those.
What is a burnt end? It was on my list. I thought Eric was coming in today. What is a burnt end?
It's basically the little kind of burnt stuff on the end of a brisket or something like that, and then you know, they could just chop it up and trim it off and throw
it's
it away.
It's charred too. Sometimes
it's charred, and it really is flavorful. And yeah, it's
Kansas City nachos.
That might be like that.
I'm just reading off. Yeah. I saw the Kansas City nachos because there was that was under appetizers, and there was a long list describing what it was. So that alone made it. 734, the OMG burger.
Yeah.
Did you look over the menu? It's pretty wild.
It is. Yeah.
Are we doing 25 for 50?
25 for 50.
Okay. Yep. Hit Q1055.com in just a couple of minutes, 9 o'clock, or text SWEET to 419-240-1055. Smokehouse 734 right in Temperance, Michigan, and they are a part of Sidelines.
That's correct. And one more thing.
Yes.
I just want to let everybody know, because everybody in your family or your husband or your wife might not be a huge smoked food fan, but maybe your husband is and vice versa. Don't worry about it. They've got a huge menu of other things up there. They've got grilled salmon, fried lake perch, grilled burgers, pizza, all kinds of other options. So don't just think that you have to pigeonhole yourself and eat smoked food. They've got a huge selection of stuff up there. Just make the trip. Get up there. Go.
It's okay. I like my food like I like my cigarettes smoked. Okay. No, it's Friday.
Good one! Keep working on it!
Thanks, Casey.
Tweet's unanimous.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Mine's visual. It is from someone named Mark Arum, MarkArum. I retweeted this yesterday. This is the worst looking plate of eaten wings ever. There's like a bite taken out of each of them. It's criminal. If this is how you eat wings, we can't be friends, and you should probably be arrested. I would say worse.
Yeah.
So, sorry for the visual, but I think you can visualize it. What do you got?
Rip that meat off the bone.
Yes. Yeah, there's more meat left than...
That's why I get mad because I watch Hot Ones.
Okay.
And I get so mad. Like, I know it's hot. I know it's hot, and you can't eat the whole thing, but don't take a bite and throw it away. I'm like, you're wasting the whole way.
That chicken gave its life for that bit. Eat it. What you got?
Mine is pretty basic.
Hit me.
I'm making us in trouble. Eats Tide Pods to get out of doing laundry. You're welcome. It was funny.
Then At least it's summertime.
It was funny.
Then you get sick, and your laundry doesn't get done.
I don't know why.
Don't eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, don't
kids.
Do that, kids. Like are they still doing that?
No,
no.
It was like last summer, but
I think we moved on to something else.
But it still made me giggle. Have we?
Do you have a teenager who's doing something dumb that's gone viral that we don't know yet? Let us know.
Yeah, I want to know. Like,
I've heard,
when we were younger, what did we do? We just ate cinnamon and tried to sing.
We played with toys that had sharp metal edges on them, and we're all still alive.
Right.
Exactly.
We were in ball pits.
Right, right, right. Now throw
blocks.
Throw your unvaccinated kid in that ball pit. Yeah. Let's see if he comes out alive.
Yeah. Ma, my stomach hurts. What will happen? Why, well, I ate a Lego. Oh, you'll survive. It'll pass.
Like, that was always a weird thing. It'll pass. The germy situations that I was in as a kid, I survived. My immune system is intact. I'm okay.
Yeah, like, I think about stuff like my sister does with my nephew. Like, she literally takes, like, a disinfectant cloth and cleans up right afterwards. I'm like, you are not Donna Anderson's child. You better just get a paper towel and just... spit on it and wipe it up and go about your business.
Use your finger.
exactly.
Lick and scrub.
Exactly.
Podcast will be ready to go soon. If you want the link, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You can track us down. We'll get you the podcast. Bethany, thanks for hanging out.
No problem.
Fun, right? Easy.
Oh my gosh, your desktop is like Saved by the Bell. Flashback.
I'm obsessed with the 90s.
I love it.
Working tonight?
Yes.
George's,
yes.
And then St. George's Festival.
And then I think we're going to do, I have a busy weekend. Sunday I'm going to stop down there and then I have a pool party and then we're going to have a good time and then I have a pride picnic on Saturday. I am the gayest person going to be, I'm going to be the gayest person this weekend.
Wear your flag.
Boom.
Not possible.
Really?
Well, maybe Jimmy's out of town.
Yeah, they're like...
I have to figure out, they're in South Carolina.
There we go.
They invited me to come. I'm not getting in that truck with them.
Lisa has windows.
They can't hear you scream if you're unconscious though. I have to figure out a new way to end the show, so we'll just figure that out on Monday.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.